Iraqi people marked the International Quds Day to show support for the Palestinian resistance against Israel. They took to the streets in different parts of Baghdad and across the country to mark the day as a sign of solidarity with Palestinians. They showed their opposition to the continued occupation of the Palestinian territories and especially Al-Quds.
No religion in the world allows the Israeli forces to act like this against the Palestinians. The Israeli army should be ashamed that they attack women and children.
Emphasizing the vital importance of supporting Palestinians, the protesters urged the Islamic nations to defend the Islam's first Qibla, namely Jerusalem al-Quds, condemn Israel's occupation of the Holy Lands, and stand up against atrocities it carries out in Palestinian territories.
Today, the Iraqi people are sending a clear message to the Israeli forces saying that Israel's weapons and brutality will not break the Arab unity.
Baghdad also hosted a conference on the event. Several Iraqi MPs and other senior Iraqi officials attended the conference to show their support for the people of Palestine. Tribal leaders and clerics also spoke out against the inaction of the international community toward the Israeli crimes in Palestine.
The Israeli occupation has more than one motive. Al-Quds is the first Qibla of the Muslims, and occupying this holy place shows their aggression against Islam.
In another event, the Iraqi Media Development Center organized a conference to expose the use of excessive force against the Palestinian women and children. The Iraqi officials who attended the conference condemned the occupation of Palestine and urged the Arab and the Islamic nations to adopt a united stance against the Israeli occupation of Palestine.
Today, the Muslims across the world need to show their unity and make the Zionists think before they act against our Palestinian brothers and sisters.
The late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, in 1979 declared the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan as Al-Quds Day, calling for international rallies in support of Palestinians and against Israel. Israel occupied East Jerusalem in 1967 and annexed it in 1981, but its claim to the area is not recognized internationally. Instead, under international law, East Jerusalem is considered to be occupied territory.
The Iraqi people have gathered in this place to show solidarity to the people in Palestine and to condemn the presence of the occupation forces in there. Moreover, they called on the international community to bring an end to the humanitarian violations in this country. Usama Al-Bayati, Press TV. Baghdad.